Logan Garrett here from Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica, welcoming you to the best environmental radio program in the U.S. It's time now for the Green Living Show with landscape architect, arborist, columnist, author, and speaker, my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Just got a email from her. In fact, got it a couple of days ago with some photographs. And so if you go into dirtdoctor.com and go into the blog, the Dirt Doctor's blog, we've got some updated shots for you there from Costa Rica. And one of the most fun things, pictures of her puppies. If you've been listening to me for a while, you heard that she got the job because her roommate was busy doing something else of helping a dog in Costa Rica give birth to a bunch of puppies, 10. And the shot, I haven't talked to her about it in detail since we got these last shots, but they're holding two of the puppies. And so I guess they got all of them placed except two. And maybe the two were kept on purpose, her roommate, but they are big puppies. The mother is in the shots, in the previous shots. You can see her black and white. She's kind of medium-sized, but the dad must have been a good-sized dog because they are big puppies. And there's just some other pretty colorful shots from Costa Rica there. Her gig there is coming to a close pretty soon. She's going to be coming back to Dallas for a while, which we're looking forward to. Telephone number to be with me today to talk about green living is 1-866-444-3478. So give us a call, anything you'd like to chat about. I'm going to catch up with a few things here, but if you need to talk about anything at all, jump on. First of all, I want you to make a note that as a lot of you know, we have a Saturday and a Sunday show. The Sunday's the Dirt Doctor show. And we're going to have a pretty special guest tomorrow, a friend of mine who is ex-USDA researcher by the name of Joe Bradford. And he's got two very interesting stories. He's got a story about the USDA and some organic research that he was involved in down in the valley in Texas that came to a screeching halt, and we're going to talk about the good side of it, what all he found out when it was going, and then the negative side about the fact that it basically been canceled. And then the second part of the story is about research that he did on pecans in Hamilton, Texas, and it's a pretty fascinating story, too. He really got into this organic approach to things, and he wanted to show data and started doing it on his own. He didn't get permission from the government to do it, from the USDA to do it, and that's one of the reasons why it was all finally shut down. But the details of the pecan research, again, you can hear him tomorrow. Those of you whose radio stations don't carry the Sunday show, you can listen online on dirtdoctor.com. He'll be with us Dallas time tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And then, of course, all of our stuff, if you're hearing this after the fact for whatever reason, all of our shows are archived on dirtdoctor.com, and you can hear it there. But he will be live with me tomorrow, which will be, I think tomorrow's 10-10-10, isn't it, Kevin? Yeah, big, interesting date. He'll be with us live at 9 o'clock tomorrow, and Tropical John will be with me. He's going to come in first hour tomorrow, and we'll get some of the gardening stuff out of the way before Joe gets there, and then spend time talking with him. And we'll take some calls. We'll work them in, but we're going to spend as much time with Joe as we can. Another part of that story is that I have another friend who is ex-A&M fellow. He was head of the A&M research station in Stephenville, and Joe McFarland. Joe was involved with a whole bunch of things that I still talk about. He and his staff were the ones that came up with the idea to use corn as a disease control. And the disease control started off with plants. They discovered it because they noticed that out in the fields, when a corn crop preceded the peanut crop, which was what they were primarily working on, peanut research. But they noticed that when the corn crop preceded the peanuts in rotation, that the peanut crop didn't have the fungal diseases. And so they started playing around with corn in the lab, and they discovered that corn creates a beneficial fungus called Trichoderma, and the Trichoderma was shutting down the disease that they commonly had in the peanut crops. Well, Joe and I became friends. He told me about that, and that whole story is kind of interesting about how we got together, and an A&M research guy and I became buddies, and talking about organic stuff. And it led to us having listeners call and tell us that they use corn to cure toenail fungus, so literally soaking their feet, simple as soaking their feet and hands and where they had nail problems in a cornmeal slurry and curing the problem. And if you think that's kind of wild, we have MDs now that are recommending our website because of the information about that. And so if you've two things. One, if you've ever had or currently have toenail fungus or anything that's a related fungal problem on your body and you've never read about this cornmeal idea, it's on the website. You can go to dirtdoctor.com, go in the library under cornmeal or toenail fungus or several different places, and you can see how to do it. And it works. It's amazing. People have reported all kinds of things that they've solved on their bodies and on their pets' skin and livestock and everything else. And those stories and reports are all for you there in the research section of dirtdoctor.com and also in the library. So check all that out. And I hope you can be around tomorrow. If you can't, you can hear the interview with Joe after it's archived on dirtdoctor.com, which we do all on all the shows. I had fun. Also, a couple days ago, Judy and I went to, actually yesterday, Judy and I went to the State Fair of Texas. Those of you that happen to be near the Dallas-Fort Worth area, this is the last week, I think, and if you haven't been there, take advantage of it. And my best tip for you, well, two things. Three things. Go to the Texas Discovery Gardens and see what they've got going on there. It's the only public garden that we know of in Texas, it's certified organic. You can see that. And right across the street from that, you'll find the Bird Show, which has always been Judy and my favorite thing to do. It's a free-flight bird show, primarily raptors, hawks, and they used to have an eagle. The eagle story is part of the show now. They had an eagle that used to be in the show, passed away recently, and they've got a film about that, but they have owls and eagles and hawks and a great big stork and all kinds of things, and it's great. And the talking parrot it's been on the Tonight Show, and everything is in the show. Just a great show. A little different every year, and we enjoy that. The other thing, if you get out there, is don't miss the Marines. The Drum and Bugle Corps is fantastic. And I've been missing part of it. We've always gotten out there around 5 o'clock when they bring down the Texas and American flags and they play Star Spangled Banner and everything, which is great. But before that, at 4 o'clock, the Drum and Bugle Corps does a little concert type thing over near the women's building. So if you haven't seen that, make an effort to do it. It's great. Just really, really good. Had some interesting conversation this week about paint, about blue paint, specifically Haint Blue paint. And it's been interesting to get the questions and all. We did a newsletter, I guess 2 years ago, about using Haint Blue paint on roof, on ceiling surfaces outside primarily, under eaves and porches and things like that. You can paint the surface blue, this Haint Blue, and an interesting thing happens. Insects and other critters probably helps to prevent all kinds of things, nests being built from birds and other kinds of things. I don't mind wasps. I don't mind dirt daubers, but a lot of people don't like the mess. I don't mind spiders. Spiders are beneficial. But when you have all those kind of things, and when you have a lot of moths and other kind of insects, it just gets messy looking, and you end up having to clean it. So what Haint Blue does is keep all those things away. And the reason I did a follow-up newsletter on it is that I was walking around outside the other day and happened to look up, and it caught my attention that our eaves are perfectly clean. 2 years. Let me tell you more about Haint Blue and some of the input we've got from everybody when I come back. If you want to join me, it's 1-866-444-3478. We'll talk about other techniques related to insects around the house as well. Howard Garrett, I'll be right back. Munster Natural Pet Foods are very special products for your very special pets, dogs and cats. These products have all the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Natural preservatives throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extract, and natural tocopherols. Not just in the fats, as with a lot of dog foods, but throughout the product. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals. The blend gives your dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in 3 different rations for dogs. Red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes. Green bag for normally active dogs. And the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Latest addition is the yellow bag, which is the chicken and rice formula that contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural Cat Food has the same basic special ingredients for your pets. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, recommending highly Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With 7 optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. attachments sold separately. See your local servicing steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We're talking about Haint Blue Paint. A lot of the questions have come in about what is it. It's just a color. The color repels insects. I was kind of amazed at looking at ours. We did both the eaves of the house and also the porch at the office with the same Haint Blue color. We use the light color. We have two chips in the article that we did, the newsletter, a light blue and a dark Haint Blue. Both seem to work. Any blue color might work. That's something I guess we need to look into more and have more research and data on it, because over the two-year period since ours has been painted, there is almost no insect development, you know, nests or webs or anything at all. It's amazing how clean. There's a tiny little bit, but it's very, very, very little. And like I say, I don't mind a lot of those things. I think wasps are very, very beneficial, and so are spiders. But when you get a lot of buildup of those things, one, if they're too close to doors, it can be dangerous if people are allergic and all that. And some people just want it to be cleaner. So if you want to try something that works, it works. There's no question about it. You can look at Haint Blue in the library on DirtDoctor.com or look at that current or past newsletter about it, and you'll see those shots. I didn't clean at all, and those two shots I took were 2 years apart. People have asked me, what is Haint Blue paint? And it is just any paint. I'd recommend a low or no VCO paint, of course, like I always do, even though it's going to be outside, and paint the ceilings. Apparently the insects get confused about it. It may be that the color puts out a different frequency, a certain frequency that is annoying to them. I don't know. The most common explanation is that they think it's the sky and it confuses them, so they don't build there. The other thing that's related, and we were talking, Bob Webster doing his show with him in San Antonio this morning, we were talking about this. Clear water in clear plastic bags made real plump and sealed off and hung in restaurants around your patio or terrace at home, farms and ranches, repels specifically flies very well. Now, I've had a lot of reports. We've done a newsletter on this, I think. If we haven't, we need to. We have it in the library on dirtdoctor.com for sure. And it seems to cause some kind of confusion for the flies. You know, their eyes are very complicated eyes, and it must either the reflection of a distortion of themselves or a distortion of the surroundings or, you know, some kind of frequency that's set up between the plastic and the glass. Some people recommend putting pennies or a dime in the bag. The restaurants I've seen that use it on a regular basis don't put anything in the bag but water. It needs to be clear and clean. Once the bag gets dusty, you need to either clean it or put a new one up, and that is about the only thing that I've heard from ranchers using it, for example, in horse stalls, and it didn't work that well for them. And I think that the problem came from it from getting dusty pretty quick, pretty early on, and them not having the time. And maybe it's impractical in a real dusty environment. Didn't work very well there. But other people have reported, and a lot of them have reported, it works great. So check all those things out. It is time for you to do fall gardening. We talked last week about planting garlic, and I want to continue that because it's still, you're still in the window, especially people in the South and below the Dallas-Fort Worth area where I am for sure. There's three different ways, actually four, I guess, ways you can plant garlic. If you have big garlic bulbs that you have bought somewhere or you have grown yourself, you simply separate the bulbs and plant the cloves in the ground at least the same distance as the length of the clove. Double that, people do, especially in sandier soils. And the further north you are in the country, the deeper you'd want to plant the cloves. Somebody called in and questioned, somebody called from a colder climate last week and questioned my recommendations to plant in the fall. And we still recommend it. You just plant the cloves deeper in the ground and you cover with a pine straw mulch or something that's real thick and fluffy. And if you have a really, really cold freezing period come along, you can cover with floating row cover to give it even more protection. But the people that know the most about garlic are still saying even in colder colder climates to plant in the fall and get the cloves down deep in the ground so that they're away from the frost line. And if you're real chicken about that, you can wait and plant in the spring. You can plant garlic cloves pretty much any month of the year, and you're going to get some top growth, which can be used just like the cloves can in cooking and seasoning foods and to make garlic pepper tea and all the things that we talk about using garlic. But the best way to go is plant in the fall, let the plants develop root systems over the winter, and then in the spring they take off, and then you harvest in the early summer. And easy plant to grow if you're using organic techniques and have good, healthy, biologically active soil. You don't need to treat the bulbs. If you have had bacterial diseases and on other plants and you want to treat, don't use bleach or something toxic like other people recommend. The most toxic thing I would recommend is hydrogen peroxide. I'd also recommend, if you want to treat with something, BioWash, which is the fancy soap. Good, healthy, biologically active soil in an organic program, you don't need to treat at all. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit Aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special of 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount, free same-day shipping, and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by going to Aquasana.com. That's A-Q-U-A-S-A-N-A.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products, like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And then just one more quick thing on gardening. It is time to get the bed preparation done. And as I always say, a soil test in the beginning is very important. You may think that just going to the local people and getting ones is an okay way to go, and it's okay, but you're not going to get great information. The soil testing company I recommend is Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in the valley in Texas in Edinburgh. And it's same price basically as all the others, but it gives you great information about what's available to the plants, what will be available to plants, or what is available to plants if the crops are already there. And they do petiole testing, which tells you what's getting into the plants. And they also give organic recommendations. So you can find out how to get a hold of them on our website on dirtdoctor.com. I saw an ad I wanted to comment on that was on one of the websites where I was doing some research and pulling a few things up to chat with you about. It was an ad for a cleaner. And it was Mr. Clean, and I'm not picking on Mr. Clean specifically. I'm picking on the whole lot of them that do bleach cleaners. I don't recommend any of those things. I don't recommend bleach, period, especially to use around your house and around food and around your own skin and your kids and pets and everything. And it smells terrible for one thing. It'll kill biological activity and things like that, I guess. But so will orange oil, and so will bio wash, and so will the things that we recommend that are non-toxic and smell good. We've got a situation here at the radio station. I'm going to be talking to a fellow this week who uses one of these air fresheners called the Breeze. And it's nasty smelling stuff to begin with. I can't believe people use it, but it's a chemical product, and you, again, don't need that. Orange oil works as well or better. This odor control called XO, and if it's not in your local stores, it's in the Green Living shop right on our website. It is a product that actually kills the odors. It doesn't mask them. It actually takes them out. And has a very light, pleasant fragrance for a while, and then it goes away. And the stuff is incredibly powerful to get rid of some really nasty smells. So check it out rather than any of the bleach-based cleaners. You just really don't want to be dealing with that. The harshest thing I would recommend to clean with around the house would be baking soda and hydrogen peroxide. And you can use them to get, or vinegar. Vinegar's okay, too. You can use the combination of those together, not mixed together, but use one and then the other if you want to do kind of the ultimate job of cleaning and killing microbes. Too much cleaning, there's even been research and things written about the fact that if you clean too much, especially washing your hands and all with these sanitizers, which I don't recommend either, you actually create a vacuum for the pathogens to come back more so than if you hadn't used the products. Having a mixture of the beneficial microbes and some of the bad guys around is not all that bad an idea. We've talked about plastic some. Somebody sent me an article this morning about plastic. Let me see where I put it here. It was about research that the plastic people had tried to debunk, I guess. And there's new studies out of University of Missouri, I think is where it came from, about the fact that human exposure to BPA is grossly underestimated. And it talks about some of the same things we talked about in our newsletter about plastic bottles. And if you missed that, you might want to check it out. It was three or so weeks ago we did a newsletter about this question. And then since we did the newsletter, there's even been some additional information come out about the dangers of plastic. You hear us talk on the little ads that we do about basic health to avoid plastic as much as you can. Use glass and use stainless steel. Glass is a whole lot better than stainless steel. We have an advertiser. In fact, I probably need to tell you that the show is brought to you by Aquasana, and they have the glass containers and filters and all that kind of thing that will help you if you've been using some of these things that aren't so good. Also, steel power tools. I was using my chainsaw the other day and thinking about how great my saw is. I've had one little problem with it, and I think it was from sitting around too much, not being used, and it was fixed quickly. And over the period of time I've had it, it's just been almost maintenance-free, and it just works great. There's no other chainsaw like it. The probiotics, big part of my health program from Dr. Ohira in Japan. This probiotic, if you've probably heard health people and maybe your own doctors say that going to a probiotic on a regular basis, taking it regularly with your vitamins is a good idea. This is the product that I recommend. And all these things are listed and have little banner ads on our website if you want to get more information there. Also, new information about flu shots. And every time I bring this up, I get myself into some trouble with certain people. And that's fine. I feel pretty strongly about it. The new report about flu shots is that most Americans, or very large percentage of Americans plan to skip the flu shot this year. And the people that promote it have really come unglued trying to talk people into it, saying that all the myths about the dangers of the vaccine are made up and all this stuff. Well, I don't recommend them. I've never taken a flu shot in my life that I know of. When I signed up for the Marine Corps, they may have given me some. I did whatever they told me to do when we were, you know, getting set up at basic camp. So I may have gotten one there. I don't know. But before that and since, I've never had a flu shot. Logan, my daughter, never had a flu shot. My wife may have when she was a kid. Hadn't had one in a long time. None of us have ever had the flu. I have strong suspicions about how well the shot works in the first place. And then the other issue is, you know, the trace mineral, the heavy metals that are in the vaccine and the other dangerous things there. I don't want to argue about it. You can call and say you don't agree with me, but that's fine. You either do or you don't. Do what you want to do, but I certainly would not recommend it. And if you want to see some of the research on it, you can go into our website and look in the library. Everything in our library is in alphabetical order, so if you just look up flu shot, you'll see some of the opinions and some of the research and some of the data that I use to make my position. Actually, I took the position a long time ago, just didn't ever get the flu and had never had the flu shot, so I didn't see any point in going and doing something that you don't need to do. The way you stay away from flus and colds and things like that is to eat a nice, healthy diet, as much organic produce as you possibly can, grass-fed meats if you aren't a vegetarian, as much as you possibly can. The Redmond sea salt, put that in your diet and get rid of just the white refined salt that most people use. That's a big, big change for your health right there. The probiotics, like I already mentioned, I think is extremely important, and vitamin D is too. Vitamin D will show up when you do research on flu shots a lot as being the alternative that really helps you. You also get vitamin D from sunlight. So getting out in the sun every day for at least a period of time is a good thing to do. Without sunscreen on, if you are fair-skinned and wear sunscreen, at least get out a little bit. Get some sunlight on you without, you know, before you have put the sunscreen on. And I'm not going to debate that much either. Most people do believe in sunscreen. Most doctors recommend it. I've never used that either. I like to treat things from the inside out. In other words, I like to have these good diet kinds of things and avoid things that are a problem and go that route. If by chance there are any people listening, this hour is not carried by our local, by our Dallas affiliate, but in case anybody's listening online, I'll mention this again in the next hour. There's an event going on today I wanted to tell you about. It sounds great, and I'm going to try to get by there myself if I have time, and if not later, and meet the people that are running it. It's the Wetland Center in Dallas, and the information is on their website, which is called Wetland Center, Wetland, wetlandcenter.com. And our friends, the the Urban Beekeepers, Texas Urban Bee League, or whatever they call themselves, is they're there, and they're the ones that told me about it and said it's just a beautiful, very, very well-developed research center, and I need to see it. And I'm ashamed that I haven't yet, but I'll be getting down there as quickly as I can. Let me see what else we need to cover, and we'll go to a phone call here. Some questions have come in this week about growing operations and the consulting kind of service that we recommend, and yes, we do have that. We have an awful lot of free information in my books and on the website, of course, but if you're getting into a growing operation in any way, starting it new, or if you're converting over from a previous chemical, synthetic fertilizer and chemical pest control standpoint, we do offer consulting services. We also can help line up bulk distribution of organic products. A lot of the questions, very high percentage of the questions that we get here, are where can we buy this wonderful stuff that you talk about? It's not available easily all over the country, and one of the things that we have done now to try to help convert the world to organics is help make the products available. So, yes, we give information free. We also travel and do consulting for people that want to go to the next level, and we also can help line up products at probably the best price out there. So contact us at info@dirtdoctor.com for right now is the easiest way. We'll be talking later about additional ways to do that, which will make it easier for you to get a hold of us. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. If you want our newsletter, it's free. Send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. Check us out on Facebook. Got a lot going on there, and also Twitter. We'll be back to talk more about this stuff in a little bit. But again, that telephone number to be with me, 866-444-3478. I'll be back. One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas, and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Howard Garrett here for a common problem and a solution. It's hearing problems. I've got a hearing aid company that I'd like for you to call if you've had hearing problems, if you've had problems with hearing aids in the past. Greg Keeney's who I'm talking about and his affordable hearing staff. They offer that free hearing test, and they'll let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home. Give it a whirl. Give it a try for a week. No charge or obligation. I think you'll be very impressed. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592, available 7 days a week to answer your questions. This is a company that uses the very best state-of-the-art equipment and has great prices. That's where the name comes from, Affordable Hearing, at 800-521-1592. It's Affordable Hearing. Tell them the Dirt Doctor said to call. For convenience, they have offices in Fort Worth, Mineral Wells, Dallas, and Weatherford. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Back with you, and we're going to go down to Spring, Texas now and talk to Craig. Hello, Craig. Craig, are you there?
Yeah.
There you are. What's going on?
I'm sorry?
What's up down there?
Well, I dug up some bulbs of a favorite plant that I had. They're little flowers that they grow about a foot and a half tall. They've got a lacy little red flower on top.
Uh-huh.
And they grow pretty much wild. Anyway, I've got these bulbs now, and I don't know whether to plant them now or save them and plant them in the spring or what.
Well, it could be one of two. Okay. It could have been one of two things, Craig. The spider, the red spider lily, has been blooming and blooms at this time of the year. And also, a little bitty lily that's called oxblood lily that has more of a trumpet flower. Which one of those two?
This is the red spider lily, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, either one of them right now, I was looking at a nursery yesterday that had some in stock, and this is the time to go ahead and get them in the ground. Right after they finish blooming, you could move them from one spot to another really well. On the other hand, you can, if you wait around and plant them opposite the season where they bloom, that just in general is an okay thing to do too. But if you know where they are, you can mark them now and plant them in the fall, or you can go ahead and move them right now. Either way, with that specific one will work fine.
Are they supposed to come back up, or will they wait for the spring or what?
They won't come back up until next fall. It's a fall bloomer. You won't see anything at all until this same time next year.
Okay. All right. And how deep do I plant those, do you think?
Well, just like any flower, the bulbs, if you dig them up so you can see what it looks like, you'd plant them about twice as deep as the underground part is, the bulb part is. If you dig them out of the ground, you'll see how deep they were, and you just put them back in the ground at that same depth.
Okay. Thanks a lot. That's all I need.
Okie doke. Appreciate the call. Anybody else wants to jump on here? It's 866-444-3478. Planting bulbs is a fun kind of thing to do. And one, we started to do a newsletter about it the other day about forcing bulbs inside the house. And I decided to wait. It's more of a cool season kind of thing when you aren't doing that much outside. But basically, you put the bulbs into gravel or into bark or into a potting soil, kind of countersunk into a moist media, put them in a place where some people like to put them in the dark until so the roots start growing first, and then the top will begin to emerge, and you move container out into the sun, and you force the flowers into bloom in the house. I generally don't go through that two steps. I generally put them in the media and put them in a place where I want them to come up and bloom and just leave them there and just make it real easy. Paper whites, the Narcissus paper whites are the most commonly used because they're so easy and they're so quick and their fragrance is incredible inside the house. But you can basically force any kind of bulbs, crocus, daffodils, narcissus, tulips, all kinds of bulbs. It's just that the paper whites are the easiest of all to force inside the house. That that wetlands I was telling you about, I didn't give the exact right name on it. It's actually called the John Bunker Sands Wetland Center in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So those of you that are in this area and want to take a look at that. People down in the Houston area, we've started getting a lot of calls from the Houston market, a lot of people listening down there. You've got a couple of things in Houston that are surprising and really a benefit to those of you into organic. Well, first of all, you got a lot of nurseries that are selling organic products down there. We're delighted about that. It doesn't happen all over the country. The Dallas-Fort Worth area, Austin, and San Antonio probably have more organic products in the stores than anywhere in the United States. And I think that surprises people a lot. Dallas may have as much as any large city. But Houston is really coming on strong as far as availability, and a few other cities in the country are too. The same thing goes for those of you that own retail stores or are thinking about it, or if you're a customer of a retail store that you would like to have organic products and they're just not doing it, they can get information on DirtDoctor.com about what products we recommend and the program that we recommend. How to use the products is there as well. Plus, they can contact us direct again, just like I was saying earlier, by emailing us at that address, which is info@dirtdoctor.com. Now, anytime you send us an email, that's going to automatically, unless you don't want it, put you on our mailing list to get the newsletters, and that newsletter is a weekly event, comes out. We want it to be out Tuesday. We don't always make it, but it is a weekly event. It's free, and all you have to do is send us your address. Just like it'll tell you on there, if you want to opt out, you simply let us know when you're not there anymore. We have very few people taking that option, which we're delighted about, and an awful lot of people across the country and in other countries take it. So love to have you on board. Just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com and check out all the stuff that's on our website, and especially the store. Some of these products, if you can't get the stores in your area to carry the products, you can get them from the Green Living Shop that's on our website. So check it out. That will give you at least a place where you can see what the products look like I'm talking about and pass it on to the stores. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back for another hour. If you don't get it at your radio station, go to the website.